Try to follow along here. Last Friday, Bemidji State lost. Their backs were up against the wall, came out on Saturday, played great, only to find themselves back up against the wall in another do-or-die game on Sunday. Bemidji State once again perseveres, only to find themselves back up against a wall again today. Starting last Friday, Bemidji State playing in an elimination game every single game. One and done the rest of the way. Well, that's not entirely true. A lot of things already have happened today and will happen again tonight. So let's just focus on what we can control. Well, you and I can't control anything. The team can. The team certainly knows their back's against the wall again today. Trust me, they're not afraid of that fact, but they know that fact. Beavers, Erie, Vaisanen.
Well, it's going to take a little bit of luck for sure, and our best effort, honestly. We played those guys four times this year, won a few games, lost a few, so we know exactly what it takes coming into this weekend, another elimination game.
The Beavers, Eric Martin.
Like, I was just so happy that we had another chance to be back out there. Like, I was so fired up.
The Beavers, Adam Flamang.
But in reality, I'm just happy that we get another week with the guys and hang out with the seniors for another week and get prepared for Mankato.
Head coach Tom Ceratori.
We're excited to play the game, especially after three games last week and what we went through. And it was an up and down series last weekend. But again, we came out on top. We're excited about that, and we're excited to continue on Saturday.
Bemidji State has responded very, very well the last two times their backs have been against the wall. In fact, Adam Flamang both nights for the game winner last weekend. His last Sunday made today possible. But we wouldn't have gotten to Adam Flamang's game winner without Noah Quinn's game tire. Scholl fires it across a couple of lines, carried in by Noah Quinn. Quinn from the right side, hash marks by the wall. It's turned away by Josh Kotai. Ruika out of the box. Beavers throw it in from the point! It goes up over the shoulder of Kotai. Corcoran with the initial shot. Who got a piece of that thing? Noah Quinn. And Bemidji State has tied it up at two. Minnesota State Mankato won twice this year against the Beavers. The Beavers won once. There was one tie. Won't be any more ties. We play until there's a winner tonight. Hopefully it's not after a one-hour delay trying to figure out if someone did indeed score. We've already read that story before. We've lived it, breathed it, and put that story to bed. Augustana sends it back through the neutral zone, tied up right in front of the penalty boxes, which I would suspect will be empty for the rest of the night. It's just the way playoff hockey is. Flamang carries it into the offensive zone. He's on a backhand shot low to the ice, stick to the side by Kotai. Rebound to the left side wall. Kept alive, left side circle of shot, and he scores! Bemidji State's Adam Flamang, and Bemidji State wins it 3-2. Flamang pulled it into the left side circle and rifled it right past Kotai. I see no reason why this won't stand up to replay. Bemidji State should win it. Beavers and the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks. Winner punches a ticket to the CCHA Mason Cup Championship game. Corner Bar pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.